Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cut.
A cyber razor cut.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh, me sandwiches.
Calling now, get the deal. Calling later, get the deal. Calling now, calling later. Calling Pharaoh, calling Mark. Calling now, get the deal. Calling later, get the deal. Calling now, calling later. I'm not even selling shirts. Calling now, get the deal. Calling later, get the deal. Calling now, calling later.
Hello and welcome to the Cyber Razor Cart. I'm Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda, the bloke who runs SegaDriven.com. And we're live for another hour of Sega Remixes here on Radio Sega. Thank you very much for joining me. You just heard AMAX Productions' Game Grumps vs. Vectorman Remix. And I discovered that recently. I'm a big fan of a YouTube channel run by a chap called Assartion. And he does these rather funky collections of Game Grumps remixes. But unfortunately, he released the last one he's going to do last month, I think. Good collection, really good some stuff on there. As I say, it was the last one that he's going to do. So I've been looking for remixes myself, and I come across that one. And I was like, oh, Vectorman, brilliant. So yeah, there we go. Good start to the show, hey? Anyway, let's talk once again about Opus Science Collective. Now, we've spoken about them in the past. They are currently in the process of doing an album called the Magical Sound Sour Project. And since we played them last, they have released another two songs, which will appear on the said record. You can download all available records from soundcloud.com/Opus Science Collective now. I think that's the address, I can't remember. But yes, here's two new songs, starting off with a Streets of Rage remix. Enjoy!
Yeah.
And welcome back. So yes, that was Opus Science Collective's latest two songs, the first being Turtle Village, which appears on the Golden Axe soundtrack, and before that we had Dilapidated Town, which appears on the Streets of Rage soundtrack. And now I'm going to eat a Pringle, rather sensually, very close to the microphone.
Oh yeah.
Man, Texas barbecue flavour, man. Oh, let's have another one. Fucking hell, I've got through like half the can already. Jesus. I am a fat fuck. Anyway. Enough. Rampant Pringle usage. So yes. I want to talk to you about things that have happened recently. So there is a rather funky little Kickstarter project going around at the moment. Read Only Memory have started a Kickstarter for funding for a new book, which is remarkably themed around the Mega Drive. And quite an impressive little project it looks as well. They're promising 20 interviews with different members of Sega development staff from different teams who worked on games like Streets of Rage, Sonic, comstarheroes. Currently, a copy of the book, which will be hardback, is going to cost you £30 before postage. I think if you live in the UK, you get free postage. Anywhere else, you're going to be charged. But yeah, it looks like a really good project. Read Only Memory, if you're not aware of them, also did a book project prior to this called Sensible Software. Can't remember the years that featured on it. But it was a very good book, very, very highly recommended. Yeah, all based on Sensible Software and all this, and all their games that they've produced between, I think it was sort of the late 80s to the 90s. And yeah, again, featured interviews with key development people and so forth. And yeah, so I'm quite excited about it actually, because it's nice to know that a team with some history are actually working on it, and not just some upstart with no background, and you know, you're putting your money into the faith of it being a decent product at the end, and not actually, you know, not knowing much about the actual the people making the thing. But yeah, so it's good to know that Read Only Memory are behind it, because I can assure you that it will probably turn out very good. So yeah, I put down £30 for that. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It looks like the estimated release date is going to be June next year. So yeah, should be good fun. And as Read Only Memory do now, they also have their own online store and continue to sell their first book through there. So even if you missed the Kickstarter, you will be able to pick it up at a later date. Hoping that, you know, they actually get enough funding for the Kickstarter to actually make the thing in the first place. But by the looks of things, I think it's well on its way. The last time I checked, it was about £17,000. Okay, we've smashed the goal already. It's at £49,000 of a £30,000 goal. So, well done. That looks like that's going ahead. Brilliant stuff. New Mega Drive book. I'm all down for that. Right, let's continue with the remix type action. By the way, today's playlist comes courtesy of Dwelling of Jewels. Pretty much, because I've ransacked them for Sega stuff. If you've never been to Dwelling of Jewels, make sure you do, because it's an incredible website. They do monthly themed remix competitions for, you know, video game remix enthusiasts, and they've churned out some brilliant, brilliant stuff. But yes, we're going to start with a rather awesome Glaylancer remix that I discovered. Check this bad boy out. We'll be right back.
listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Hello, I'm Sven.
And welcome back. Yes, that was Dr. Manhattan's Paper Covers Gun, which is a remix of Comic Zone. Really, really good remix. I hadn't heard that one before. Love Dr. Manhattan's stuff. I've got a few bits of his. And yeah, good to see him do some Comic Zone stuff, because what a soundtrack that is. And prior to that, we had MH and his song In Space and No One Can Hear You, Rupo, which is a remix from one of the songs of Claylancer, which was really surprising to see. Because Claylancer, if you don't know, is bloody rare. Like, rare as hen's teeth. It's a Mega Drive shmup. If you want to get a hold of a Japanese copy, you've got to spend in excess of at least £100. I've actually got a copy, not an actual copy though. I didn't realise this was the thing, because I didn't realise it was Japan exclusive at the time. So when I saw a PAL copy of the game come up on eBay for like £30, I was like, hey, we'll have some of that action. Turns out the bloody thing's a repro, and it contains a fan-translated English ROM on the cartridge. So I'm not going to complain, because I can play Claylancer on my Mega Drive, but it's not the actual Claylancer. So, naughty repro people, catching me out, I will have you. But yes, there you go. So yes, welcome back to the Cyber Razor Cut. You've dragged me away from watching Pirates of the Caribbean 4. I've paused at the moment. Johnny Depp has just jumped into a gorge of some sort, and he's alright, he's fallen in the water. And Penelope Cruz is looking down, and yeah, I fucking hate Penelope Cruz. Something about her face really pisses me off. But yes, otherwise, not a bad film so far. But yeah. Right, enough of that bollocks. Let's continue with some remix-type action. Here's some Sonic 2.
Thank you.
Word up, we are back. You just heard ETA's Super Symmetrical, which is, of course, a Tidal Surge remix from Vectorman. Oh my god, two in one show, Le Gasp. And prior to that, we had Pumpkin King's Synthetic Chemicals, which is, of course, Chemical Blonde Zone from Sonic 2. Damn good remix. Yeah, quite impressive selection of stuff on the old Dwelling of Jewels at the moment. Anyway, I have been reminded by my good friend Titans Creed that on the 30th of November, there's another Sonic London meet. So, yeah, from 1:30, Saturday 30th of November, we're meeting in Meltdown London, which is on Caledonian Road. So if you are UK and London-based, you should probably head down. Oh, make sure you're over 18 as well, because, you know, I'm drinking and stuff. So, yeah, it should be good. Nice to get back and meet everybody. It's also Helen, the organiser's, birthday. We'll be celebrating that as well. And Helen is a lovely, lovely person. And I hope she has a lovely time as well. So, yes. I just want to say a few words to the Chaos Blue. Have a good shift at work. But, you know, priorities, mate. Got to sort them out. Listen to my show. It's the important thing, you know? Right. I wouldn't guilt-trip him like that. Or maybe I would. Done it already. So yeah, right. Any Pringles left? Or have I fucking destroyed them all already? Jesus Christ, I am a son of a bitch. Right, okay, none of that. I'm not going to eat any more on air because, you know, it's silly. Right, I want to quickly go into a rather awesome remix I discovered from the Jewel Dragons. So this is called Second Star Evolution, and it comes from Phantasy Star 2. Quite a long one, this, 7 minutes, so once it's done, we'll have a chat. But yeah, listen to all of it. It's bloody good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, it's ever so good.
And welcome back. Bloody hell, that remix is so damn good. So that was the Jewel Dragons and their Second Star Evolution, which is a Phantasy Star 2 medley of sorts. And just cracking work, lads. Really, really good. Well, I say lads. Could be a woman involved. Could be both women involved. I don't know. It could not. It could even be one person and not two people. But I think the Jewel thing is kind of giving me that inclination that it may be a duo. But anyway, really, really good stuff. I want to talk about this rather peculiar discovery that's happened in regards to the Sonic 3 soundtrack recently. So, a chap called Brad Buxer wrote with Michael Jackson during the Sonic 3 soundtrack sessions. Now, it's been... I don't think we're ever going to get any sort of accurate idea as to what songs actually made it into the game that Jackson and Brad Buxer actually worked on. But this week, someone discovered that a song by The Jetsons, who feature Brad Buxer, it's his previous band, he used to play keyboards for, a song called Hard Times, and it is almost exactly the same as Ice Cap from the Sonic 3 soundtrack. You should probably go and search it out. So it's The Jetsons, and it's spelled J-E-T-Z-O-N-S, and the song is called Hard Times. And yeah, it's uncanny. The similarity is just, you just wouldn't believe it. It's Ice Cap. You cannot mistake that for anything else. Really, really awesome find. Someone over at Sonic Retro discovered it. Really, really good spot. And just incredibly interesting stuff. Good to see those things. I don't know how you could argue against that this isn't essentially what Ice Cap became for the game. Even though it predates it by like a good 10 years or so. Maybe a little bit even more. But yeah. Really good. Just something interesting. I really enjoy these sort of things. It's nice to make the connection and nice to see, you know, just how much of a contribution certain people had to a soundtrack. So yeah, there you go. You should probably go and check that out. You can find the story on Sonic Retro, and I also featured it on Sega Ribbon as well, so if you want to go and check it out on my site, I would appreciate it. But yes, let us continue with remix type action. How about more Sonic? I think that's a good idea, don't you? We'll be right back. What a remix that was. That was Hope Fails, Level 99, and Moonlapse, Prolapse. And that was Waves of Stone, which is a remix from Echo to Tides of Time. Bloody good stuff as well. And prior to that, we had MH's Gotta Go Fast, which is a Sonic & Knuckles boss theme, and Doomsday Zone remix. Really, really good stuff as well. We're fast approaching the end of the show. Quick bit of news, which I've just been made aware of, once again, thanks to Titans Creed. Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed is going to be free next month for European PlayStation Plus owners. But it's not the console version, it's the Vita version. So yeah, if you have a PlayStation Plus subscription and a PS Vita, you will be getting a free copy of Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed next month. Have fun with that. Fast approaching the end of the show. I'm going to end with hopefully three remixes if I have enough time. We've got an Outrun one, we've got a Shinobi one, and we've got another Sonic one. Stay tuned for the Sonic one. Very quick, but very, very good. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. I've been Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda. I run a website called SegaDriven.com. Go and check it out. Thank you very much for Radio Sega hosting us as per usual. Really good fun doing this. Absolutely blasted through this show. Didn't realise it was going so quick. Tune in next week. I'm thinking I might have to delay things next week to Thursday, but I'll speak to the staff people about that. Hopefully it's not a problem. But yes, anyway, enjoy the remixes. Have a good evening. Bye-bye! We'll be right back. That's your lot, guys. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.